But this morning, as Kath has said, we're going to be thinking about yokes, and particularly what's involved in carrying the yoke of Jesus. And we'll get to that in a moment, but let's put a bit of context in place. Jesus, in the verse just before the one that Carl read, had been speaking about being the way that people can come to know God, to be in a relationship with him as Father, so that they don't need to be distant from God. There's no barrier between them and God. They can know God and experience God's love as Father in their lives. That's what Jesus has been saying, and he's saying, the way in which you experience that is through me. And now he comes up with an amazing invitation, encouraging all those people who are weary or struggling, carrying heavy burdens, finding life hard, to come to him. And that as they do so, he will give them rest. And this is not a limited offer in terms of who qualifies. No small print that says, you are not included. It's an offer Jesus makes to everyone who is finding life hard. Now, I sometimes see competitions to win things that look very interesting. It's normally to do with theology books or things like that. But then find they're limited to people who live in America. Or I learn about a social event that has happened and I wasn't invited. Or I see an opportunity to do something but realise I'm not qualified, like Charles and climbing trees. He thinks that's no longer something that he is qualified for. And we get used to the idea that some activities, some groups, are for a limited number of people. But we can sometimes feel excluded. But in this invitation from Jesus, there is no such limit. He invites everyone to come. He says, you are welcome. And this, I just find, is so powerful. Some people feel that they are so messed up that God would not be interested in them at all. Some people feel they're just not good enough. Some people try and get everything sorted out themselves before turning to God. Some people have been told by others in churches that they wouldn't be welcome. But here, Jesus does not go through an interview and selection process to filter out who is really welcome. He simply extends the invitation to everyone to come. Or actually, he extends the invitation to those who know that life is hard, to those who know they are struggling, to those who know they need help. These are the people he's encouraging to come. And often, those who think they've got life sorted see no need to respond to what Jesus is offering. We think we're okay. It's those who are weighed down and don't know which way to turn, those who know they've reached the end of what they're able to do on their own. It is those people who recognise they need help. And it's those people to whom Jesus is speaking in these words and saying, come and find rest. At this moment, we might not be feeling like that. We might feel things are okay. But probably, we know that we've been there in the past and we will be there in the future. But life is hard. And we need someone to come alongside us and help us. And that's what this invitation of Jesus is about. He recognises that people around him are weary. They're carrying heavy burdens. And I think there's two different ways we can think about what Jesus is talking about here when he talks about these heavy burdens. And I think both of them are important. One is it's to do with religious burdens. And the other is to do with the general problems and the difficulties of life. So, I think the primary focus of what Jesus is saying is about the burdens that religious leaders of his day are placing on people. And Jesus does not go into details here as to what they might be. But we get a hint of what he might be referring to when he speaks about this later in the gospel. He's warning people about taking too much notice of the religious leaders that are around them. And he says this in Matthew 23. The religious leaders of the day, they tie up heavy, cumbersome loads. And that's, loads there is the same word as burdened in the passage that we read. So they tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. And the point Jesus is making here is that the religious leaders and the teachers come up with all sorts of regulations and rules that they expect the people to follow, which are difficult and burdensome. Have you ever signed up to be part of something that you really believed in and thought was important? It could be a political party that you think are going about things in the right way. They've got policies you agree with. They've got leaders who you can look up to. Or it could be a charity that's doing something in an area that you're passionate about. It could be doing something to support a school, such as becoming a school governor. And you enter into this with lots of enthusiasm. And then you find that what's expected of you becomes more and more demanding. It was not what you thought you were signing up to. You were expected to go out every week canvassing for your political party to ensure that your Member of Parliament gets elected again the next time. You're flooded with requests from the charities to support them financially. They want you to get involved in fundraisers or volunteer. You find yourself in governor committee meetings every evening of the week. And you're okay with this for a while because you believe in the cause, you think it's right, you know you're adding value. And then you find out that those at the top of the organisation, the top of the party, the head of the charity, the chair of governors, is not doing any of this themselves. They aren't putting themselves out there. They're not prepared to do what is expected of them and what they expect of you. And something similar was going on here. The religious leaders were telling the people what needed to be done, and it was demanding. But they weren't prepared to make the same commitment themselves. And what were people to do, particularly if they passionately believed that living in a right relationship with God was important? But it was so difficult, and it demanded so much. And into this situation, Jesus comes and speaks. And part of what he is doing in this chapter is recognising that and saying that there is a better way. There is an easier way. There is a way that works to live in relationship with God, and that is through him. They don't need to take on all the requirements of the religious systems of the day. In fact, those requirements might get in the way. They just need to come to him. I've had many people say to me in different places and on different occasions, while I've been here and while I've been in previous places, previous churches, that they struggle to get their friends to come to church. And there are probably many reasons for that. But that is not the primary task of being a disciple. Even though being part of a community of people who come together to worship God is good and something I would encourage, our job is to introduce people to Jesus, the one who can draw them into a relationship with God, for them to hear his invitation to come, for them to respond. And that's why it was such a great privilege doing what we're able to do in Ukraine, to go and speak with individual people, to explain to them that God loves them, to remind them that they need to respond, and to see people responding to him and coming to him and finding rest. What are we doing to make it easier for people to hear that invitation of Jesus? What are we doing to make it more difficult? Jesus offers this amazing invitation. Come and I will give you rest. You can take life a bit easier. You can be refreshed. You can be restored. What a wonderful promise. But I think there's another dimension to this, as well as speaking about the demands that the religious leaders were putting on people. Jesus is probably just talking about the wider issues of the problems and the challenges that we all experience in life, sometimes more than others. We get tired. We take on too much. We have too many pressures, and life can be hard. And Jesus recognizes that, and he encourages us to come to him and find rest. And so he uses this picture of a yoke. And what he says in the context of this yoke, I think is quite surprising, because he talks about taking up this yoke and picking up a burden. To put this yoke on and to pick up something to do that we weren't doing before. He's just invited people to come to him because they are burdened, and now he's asking them to pick up another load. What's going on? Can't we just have a rest? We might want to say. Let's think for a moment about what a yoke is. Kath was exploring some of this earlier. We don't see many yokes today, spelt the way that Kath was spelling them. In the time of Jesus, there were two different types of yoke, and Kath spoke about both of these. There was this, those that are worn by animals, typically by animals, so they can pull a heavy load, they can plough a field, and so on. Or there was a yoke that was often worn by people, where they put it on their shoulders, and it enabled them to carry heavy loads. And depending on who you listen to, people who comment on this passage, they will tell you it was one or the other. Some people will say it was the first type. Some people will say it was the second type. So you make your own decision as to what you think it was. Personally, I think it was this sort of yoke that Jesus was talking about. I think there's some fascinating things to say if we think it was the other one. But we'll go with this one for now. And it's Jesus saying, I want you to do something for me. Yes, I want you to come to me with your heavy burdens. I want you to come to me and find rest. I want you to come to me and find refreshment. And then I want you to do something. I do want you to pick up a burden. I do want you to take on responsibilities. I do want you to do things for me. But what Jesus says is that this new yoke that we're picking up is much easier, because the burdens it allows us to carry are lighter. Think of a young girl who sees her father walking down the street carrying a backpack on his back, and wanting to be like her father, wanting to be involved in what he is doing, she goes up to him and says, Dad, you've been carrying that pack for a long time. Can I carry it for a bit and give you a rest? Her father takes this backpack off his shoulders and very gently puts it on her back, and then quickly removes it, because he knows, and she has just experienced, that it is way too heavy for her to carry. But then he gets another smaller backpack. He takes some of the things out of his, puts it in hers, and puts it on her shoulders. And she can carry that load. And she walks down the street with her father, carrying a burden that he has given her, rejoicing that she is able to be part of what he is doing, involved in the work that he is doing, not being asked to do anything more than she is able to do, but being asked to be part of what her father is doing. That, I think, is the picture that Jesus is trying to communicate here. The religious leaders were calling people to live in a particular way in order to get closer to God. It involved learning, it involved accepting what was being taught, it involved being obedient, and it was hard. Jesus is calling people to a particular way of life in order to get closer to God. It involves learning and commitment and obedience, but it's much easier. It is not that Jesus is lowering the standards of what is required to please God. In fact, in many ways, he raised those standards. But he's offering a new relationship that makes it possible with an easy yoke and a light burden. It's not that when we come to Jesus, we're expected to sit back and do nothing and live a life of freedom and idle luxury. He does call us to pick things up and carry them for him. But with our focus and attention on him, the things that weigh us down fade into the background, and the things that he asks us to carry are easier to bear. And I think this raises some questions for us to think about. What burdens are weighing us down this morning? When we walked in this room just over an hour ago, what burdens did you bring with you that are just making life hard? Are they burdens we need to carry? Are we prepared to pick up and carry the burdens Jesus asks us to carry? When you hear these words of Jesus this morning about being weary and burdened, do they speak to you? Do you know that this, at this moment, is you? Maybe you hadn't realised it, and you just come to think that this is what life is. But now you reflect on what Jesus is saying. You can look back to a time when burdens were lighter, when life was more enjoyable. And these burdens can creep up on us as we take on different things, and suddenly it all really presses down upon us. It might be expectations that others have of us. It might be an understanding of the Bible that imprisons us as opposed to giving us freedom and life. It might be all the responsibilities that we have for family and friends. And some burdens are important and we need to carry them as we recognise the realities of life. But some are burdens that have been unnecessarily placed upon us by others or ones we have imposed on ourselves. What would it mean for you to come to Jesus this morning? Whether you've been a Christian for a long time, or if this is the first time you've thought about him, and accept his offer, come, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. To lay down the burdens we don't need to be carrying and find rest. To find rest from someone who loves, from someone who cares, from someone who is gentle, who is humble, who will gladly and lovingly receive us. And then, having entered into that rest, experience that freedom to willingly receive and to take on the burden that he gives us and he asks us to carry. A burden that is lighter and easier, a burden that is appropriate for us, a burden that might enable us to be part of what he himself is doing. For each of us, that burden will be different. But it is something that we will be able to carry as we are strengthened and supported by Jesus through the power of his Spirit. One of the ways in which Christians fall down in their responsibility towards God, their responsibility towards others, is that we delight in coming to Jesus to find help and support and rest. And it is good to do so. But we are not prepared to take on the responsibility he wants to draw us into, so that we can live as fully committed disciples and be a part of spreading the good news of Jesus. This morning, are we prepared to come and find the rest that Jesus offers? But are we also prepared to pick up his yoke and carry the things he asks us to carry so that we can be part of what he is doing.